We're going to the UK now, where the opposition's finance spokesman says Parliament must be recalled immediately from summer break to discuss Brexit. Meanwhile, the government has been downplaying a leaked cabinet document warning of the dangers of a no-deal Brexit. Michael Gove, the minister in charge of no-deal planning, says the document is old and represents a worst-case scenario. John Rentoul is the chief political commentator at The Independent, and he joins me now from the UK. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Parliament is not due back for another 2 weeks, but Labour wants it recalled immediately. How likely is that to happen?
Yeah, not very likely. Cynically, you could say, Parliament's had 3 years to sort out Brexit, and the idea that if it's called back immediately, MPs would be able to take some decisive decisions is a little bit unconvincing. I don't know what John McDonnell, who's the shadow Treasury spokesman, wants to recall Parliament for, because, I mean, Labour's policy on Brexit is still fabulously unclear. They're in favour of either staying in the European Union or leaving it, and that's not really a basis for recalling Parliament.
So what kinds of things did this leaked cabinet document, Operation Yellowhammer, say, and how seriously should we take it?
Well, probably more seriously than most people are taking it, because, I mean, the problem with it is that all the stuff in there is fairly familiar. I mean, we've had reports of the possible consequences of leaving without agreement, in the British media for a very long time now. So people are used to stories of possible shortages of medicine, huge queues to get through the Calais-Dover link to the continent, the whole of Kent being turned into a lorry park, and all the rest of it. So when it appears in an official document like this, it ought to be a little bit more unsettling. But unfortunately, I think most people just dismiss it as the usual scare stories from the opponents of Brexit.
The minister in charge says Britain's more prepared for a no-deal outcome than before. What sort of preparations are taking place?
Well, this document is only about a month old. So
it's so old. In the 24-hour news cycle, that's like another year.
Yeah, but the idea that in the past 4 weeks, just because Boris Johnson has become prime minister, the situation, the preparedness for a no-deal Brexit has been transformed is a little bit unconvincing. I mean, to be fair to the government, of course, nobody knows what would actually happen if we leave without an agreement. It does partly depend on the attitude of the French government. I mean, how difficult they are prepared to be in enforcing checks at the border. A lot of this is speculation. I think, to be fair, there is obviously going to be some disruption if we leave without a deal, but nobody knows quite how bad that's going to be.
Boris Johnson will meet the German leader Angela Merkel this Wednesday. What can we expect?
Well, it's interesting that, because, Boris Johnson initially said that he wasn't prepared to talk to other European leaders unless they agreed in advance that they would ditch the withdrawal agreement and agree to rewrite it. And as far as I know, they haven't done that. But on the other hand, Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron, the French president, who's also going to see him, must think that there is something to talk about. So it'll be interesting to see if there is any possible movement. But it is getting rather late in the day to start redrafting the Brexit deal and trying to rush it through Parliament at the latest possible moment.
Look, we watch on from down under, intrigued and fascinated by what's going on there. John, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
John Rentoul is the chief political commentator at The Independent. This is RN Drive, and so many messages about ooshies, which I enjoy. Lots of ideas. Ooshy disaster. How appalling that supermarkets will choose to do this when we're having a consumption and global extinction crisis. Some ideas too, that they should be made out of paper mache. Hi, PK. It's all about waltzing materialism. The tiny shopping trolley is another great example of training children to be consumers. And this idea too on buildings and these four corners that we'll be exploring, this idea of building standards tonight. Buildings should come with a warranty. This is RN Drive.